We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
Good evening, and welcome to the Cosmic Highway Patrol. Coming at you from the outskirts of a large town in Florida, USA, I am your host, Matt Chouinard. Thank you for joining me. So right up top, I'd like to thank everyone who hit the follow button on Spotify and Instagram. I see you out there. As I say every time, send questions, comments, thoughts, and feelings to Cosmic Highway Patrol on Instagram and cosmichighwaypatrol@gmail.com. We're entering spooky season, the time of year where hoodies, pumpkin spice, whatever, and slasher flicks are once again in vogue. I love this time of year. I'm going to be doing an episode on the history of horror in the next couple weeks. Stay tuned. In the meantime, what exactly are we talking about tonight? The moon. For many millennia, mankind has stared in wonder at the pockmarked glowing orb in the night sky, watching it night after night change shape, color, and at times blot out the sun. The Greeks believed that the moon goddess Selene pulled the moon across the night sky with her chariot in order to give light to the night. Many cultures around the world worshiped the moon as a deity. Early Hindu cultures believed the souls of the dead went to the moon waiting to be reborn. In modern times, theories range from alien-made space stations to glowing plasma. And there are a few that believe the moon is made when the planet-sized object went and hit Earth billions of years ago and ejected material into space, which ultimately led to the formation of the moon over billions of years. But those people are dummies. I think it's much more fun to think about the moon as a space station built by an alien civilization in order to keep an eye on us Earthlings.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
Some observers have seen flashing lights in what they believe to be artificial structures, like space stations or buildings or something along those lines. Some have even speculated astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were being watched by extraterrestrial life on a nearby ridge while on one of their moonwalks. There's something about the thought of walking around on the surface of the moon knowing full well that you're being watched. It just gives me the creeps. So, how many of you think the moon landing during the Apollo program was the biggest hoax in history? Show of hands. There's no way we as mankind could have made it to the moon. The mere notion that mankind went from barely being able to fly to planting the American flag on the lunar surface in just under 66 years is ridiculous. Not to mention the dangerous amounts of radiation in the Van Allen belt that the astronauts would have been exposed to. And not the least of the flaws in the so-called moon landing. Scientists can't even agree on what the moon actually is. Some say it's plasma that emits light back to the Earth's surface. Others say it's a hologram. So until we all can unanimously agree on what the moon is, there is no way we as a species will ever make it there. To think otherwise is straight up asinine. The moon itself is... Wrong page. Mixed up the paperwork. As it turns out, we did make it to the moon. Several times. Six to be exact. Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17. If you're wondering about 13, go watch the movie. It's a good one. Apollo 11 spent just over 21 hours on the lunar surface, whereas the crew of the Apollo 17 spent just over 3 days conducting experiments, drinking cold beers, and taking in the scenery. Well, probably not the second one, but we as mankind made it. When you look at how the space race started, it's not hard to get from A to B on what the motivations actually were. Capitalism versus communism. The country who made it to the moon first wins. Wins what, you ask? Well, bragging rights, for starters. First, to be able to definitively say they knew what was on the moon's surface. From a scientific standpoint, being the first to conduct experiments that could only be done on the moon's surface. On October 4th, 1957, the USSR launched Sputnik 1, the first man-made satellite, officially kicking off the space race. It wasn't until 4 months later, on January 31, 1958, that the U.S. launched Explorer 1. In October of that year, NASA was established. The U.S. launched Explorer 6 on August 2, 1959, which took the first pictures of Earth from space. A month later, the Soviets launched Luna 2, which was the first spacecraft to reach the lunar surface. In October of the same year, Luna 3 was launched and was the first man-made object to orbit the moon, as well as take the first pictures of the far side of the moon. I've seen the photo. There really isn't much to see, as it's kind of grainy. But it was the first. It wasn't until April 12, 1961 that cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space. It's no surprise that the U.S. had a man in orbit, and just under a month later, on May 5th. Alan Shepard only spent 15 minutes in space, but it was the first controlled flight. Fast forward a couple years, the USSR's Alexei Leonov makes the first spacewalk on March 18, 1965, the first man to float around in space. If you have an opportunity, go find this video clip on YouTube. Kinda looks fake, but it's just a crazy video. It must have been a crazy feeling crawling out of the space capsule and looking around at the planet below. In July of that year, the U.S.'s Mariner 4 is the first man-made object to reach Mars, taking the first photographs of the red planet. In 1967, the first major tragedy happened on the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center. Ed White, Gus Grissom, and Roger Chaffee, the crew of Apollo 1, perished in a fire in the capsule. The same year, cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov died when the parachute for Soyuz 1 failed to open when it re-entered into the Earth's atmosphere. On December 21, 1968, Apollo 8 reaches, orbits, and returns from the moon. Then, on July 20, 1969, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin become the first and second men to walk on the moon. And as I said earlier, every subsequent Apollo mission, with the exception of Lucky 13, made it to the surface of the moon. As far as we know, the Apollo missions were the only manned missions to make it to the lunar surface. So even after all that, there are still people who couldn't possibly fathom anyone being able to make it to the lunar surface. Granted, there are several talking points these people have that do make you wonder. However, these talking points have scientific explanations. And if you don't believe in science, well, I don't know what to tell you. A lot of these moon landing hoax believers seem to be hopeless contrarians that will tell you they don't know what color the sky is, but it's not blue. Moon hoaxers are in the same neighborhood as flat earthers and Holocaust deniers. You can't even talk to these people. Their responses to well-explained scientific fact is, well, nuh-uh. Some of the talking points of these hoaxers are the radiation from the Van Allen belt, the fact there are no stars in any of the photos, the flag was waving when it was planted, and why the hell haven't we returned? Okay, so as far as I've seen it explained, sending astronauts through high radiation of the Van Allen belt is a lot like being a firewalker walking on hot coals. As long as you keep moving fast enough, your feet don't get saturated with heat. Or in this case, exposure to radiation is minimal. Simple as that. The next one being no stars in any of the photographs on the surface of the moon. Simply put, the shutter speed of the cameras wasn't fast enough. You gotta remember these pictures were taken during the lunar daytime. The sun's light reflecting off the lunar surface saturates the photo, making little tiny stars in the sky impossible to see. Go out tonight and try to take a picture with your phone of the stars. In all reality, you might be able to do it, but the cameras and computers we have in our pockets every day are light years more advanced than the ones they had in the lunar module. And since we have an atmosphere, we have to wait until it's dark to take the pictures of the stars. Just a quick reminder, the moon has no atmosphere. It's that simple. The number one example hoaxers point to is to why the flag is waving if there's no air or atmosphere on the moon. The flag, made by Sears Roebuck, by the way, was fastened to a telescoping flagpole along with a rod supporting the top to keep the top of the flag square with the flagpole. When planting the flag into the lunar surface, you can see the flag waving back and forth, or should we say, swiveling back and forth. There is zero air or wind resistance. It's going to move around a bit. As far as all the pictures of the flag all wrinkled and looking like it's blowing in the wind, it was very wrinkled from having been stowed away for days. It's not rocket science, people. There are very logical explanations to all of this. And as far as the hoaxer's question, why haven't we gone back? Simple. The race was over by the early 70s. We did what we had to do while we were there, and there was no real good reason to return. Especially since by the mid-70s, the shuttle program was already underway. I mean, what do you think we should do? Go back every 6 months just to teabag the Russians? Though I think it's a fun idea, it's definitely not a practical one. With that said, late last year, Artemis 1 flew an unmanned mission orbiting the moon. The Artemis program is NASA's collaboration with SpaceX and Boeing. The goal of the program is to land the first woman and person of color on the lunar surface, as well as build a base and develop technologies that will be essential for deep space travel to places like, Mars. The longest a crew has spent on the moon was the previously mentioned Apollo 17 crew that spent just over 3 days on the surface. Artemis astronauts will eventually be able to stay on the moon for months, retrieving samples, looking for deposits of rare minerals, in hopes of economic exploration and exploitation. Not really a fan of that, but whatever. The unmanned Artemis 1 was launched on November 16, 2022. Artemis 2 will be launched in September of 2024. This is the first step to landing people on Mars. I think things are going to be getting pretty interesting here in the Space Coast, Brevard County. I watch every launch I can. Right before I started the outline for last week's episode, I saw a Starlink launch right from my driveway. It still never ceases to amaze me. So what exactly is the moon? There are some that insist it's a glowing ball of plasma lighting up the night sky. I read an entire paper from the United International Journal for Research and Technology about the probability of the moon being a reflective hologram. Admittedly, I had a pretty hard time understanding the verbiage. It lost me when it started pointing out examples of how the face of the moon, as we see it, is a reflection of the Earth's surface. All the light spots are reflections of the ocean, and the dark spots are landmasses. I don't even know where to start with these people. I mean, I believe it's important to think objectively, but maybe even explore some wild theories. But this one is stupid. In spite of the long-winded explanation of the reflective properties of the hologram moon, there were no real explanations for the clearly visible craters that don't move and aren't prominent on the Earth's surface. The moon itself, according to the scientists, is a giant rock that was formed about 4.5 billion years ago when a planet-sized object hit Earth while it was forming, and the ejected material was then formed and cooled into a sphere. At least that's the prevailing theory. Or it could be a spaceship, like a Death Star. The first time hollow moon was suggested was in H.G. Wells' book, The First Men in the Moon. The concept of hollow planets is nothing new. The concept of a hollow Earth was first hypothesized by Edmund Halley in 1692. I think that was about the time they were burning witches at the stake. And though the idea of the hollow moon sounds a little fringy, seismometers on the surface of the moon found that moon quakes would last between minutes and hours. These quakes were described as the surface of the moon ringing like a bell. In 1969, Apollo 12 purposely crashed the ascent stage into the lunar surface. Afterwards, the moon's surface rang like a bell for over an hour. It has even been speculated that the Nazis may have hopped onto a spaceship of their own and headed to a top-secret base there under the lunar surface after Hitler faked his own death. Further speculation says a rise in the UFO sightings in the mid to late 40s are UFOs supposedly developed by Nazis during the war. I don't know. It all sounds like pure lunacy to me. And speaking of lunacy, the term lunacy and lunatic are named after the Roman moon goddess, Luna. Since the dawn of man, full moons were associated with violence, strange behavior, suicide, as well as werewolves. And though there's no real proof, many ER doctors and law enforcement personnel swear up and down that the full moon makes for a busy and eventful night. People lose their friggin' minds. Though there is no science to back any of this up, one theory out there is that the moon's gravitational pull has the same effect on our bodies as it does on the tides, as we are all about 70% water. And just a quick side note, wolves don't howl at the full moon. They howl at night because they are nocturnal creatures. If while they're howling, there's a full moon in the sky, it's completely incidental. So what do you think? Do you think we made it to the moon? Do you think it's all a big lie? Let me know at CosmicHighwayPatrol@gmail.com or CosmicHighwayPatrol on Instagram. I know this was kind of a short one. I was really hoping that there would be more out there on aliens on the moon, the moon being a space station, you know, something like that. But everything I went and read, it just sounded, well, stupid, for lack of a better way to put it. But I really want to believe, and I hope that someday, you know, I'll see an alien or something, but I think I want it too much. It's kind of what I think. Well, I think that just about does it for me. Taillights and tire smoke, I'm out of here. Good night. Take care.